This podcast brought to you by the Bose Headset 10.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the National Business Aviation Association Convention in Orlando, Florida. We're actually recording this interview a couple of days before the show opens. We're speaking with Ed Boland, president of NBAA. Thanks for being with us, Ed.
Glad to, Paul.
Every year, NBAA gets bigger and better. We're often overwhelmed by the size of the display and the number of attendees. What are some of the highlights we should look for this year?
Well, I think we are going to have a full convention center. The exhibit space has been sold out for a couple of months. We're going to have an exciting static display. We're looking at over 140 aircraft on static display. So I think that that's going to be very strong in terms of attendees. We're shooting for around 30,000, so it'll be a big and exciting show. You know, and what always makes the show are the airplanes themselves, the technologies, the products, and I think we're going to have some exciting announcements in that regard.
What changes have you seen since the last show in terms of business aviation? What are some of the concerns? User fees have come up, fuel costs have come up. How are members of NBAA talking about that?
Well, I think user fees has clearly been an issue that has galvanized and mobilized the entire industry. You know, we had the administration put forward a proposal that would have created a whole new user fee system, a bureaucracy that we ultimately would have to fund. We've been seeing a multi-million dollar attack on business aviation from the nation's big airlines, and I think what we have seen is that the community has really come together and really made their voices heard. And as a result of that, we've been able to educate a number of members of Congress about business aviation and the important role it plays. And the majority have agreed. The House of Representatives passed a bill that rejected user fees. The Senate brought a bill to the floor of the Senate that did not include user fees. Unfortunately, the legislation did not ultimately get passed or has not passed yet this Congress, so this may be a fight we need to start over. But clearly that was something that the community really saw as a real challenge, a real threat to the future of business aviation in the United States. In terms of fuel prices, clearly that is a front burner issue everywhere you go. Every industry is dealing with it. Business aviation is certainly no exception. I think flight hours are down, both in turbine and in piston. And I think almost everybody that is operating an airplane are looking at fuel mitigation strategies, perhaps flying slower, perhaps tankering more fuel. Maybe going to airports that have multiple FBOs, and clearly a lot more time in flight planning, which is really becoming more fuel planning than anything else. So clearly the high fuel prices have been something that's affected virtually every operation in the United States.
Well, let's go back to those user fees for a moment. Current polls indicate that the Congress is very likely to be more Democrats in the seats than we've had in the last session. Are you able to say if that has any impact on the user fee likelihood one way or the other?
No. I mean, I think traditionally aviation and all of transportation has been largely nonpartisan. Most members of Congress believe that there's a federal role in transportation infrastructure. Most members of Congress are supportive of that, and I think there's uniform support on Capitol Hill on moving forward on next gen. The issue has come up on how to pay for that, and I think you know, the big airlines and the FAA had promoted one approach, but over the last Congress it appeared a majority of elected officials had something different in mind, and what they had in mind was building on a proven and effective, a very efficient pro-environment funding mechanism called the fuel taxes, which is exactly the approach that I think everyone related to business aviation thinks is the way we ought to do it.
As we're speaking now, the Senate has just yesterday voted positively on a finance banking rescue plan. There's concern, particularly in the credit markets, about availability of credit, and this always impacts aircraft sales. What are your views on this? What are members saying?
Well, I think that we're going to one of the things that will be interesting at the convention is that we will have a couple of the forecasts coming out, and it'll be interesting to see what they say. I think at the present time, most of the manufacturers have backlogs that they feel are very solid in terms of new orders and the credit that is available. The reports I've heard are somewhat mixed. I think overall what I'm hearing is that there is credit available, although it may not be on the terms that were available a year ago at this time. They may be a point higher. They may have a little shorter payoff period. But generally speaking, I'm hearing that some credit is available out there.
Any sense that some of these buyers who are holding positions are deferring those purchases?
Well, I don't think we are seeing that in any significant degree. As I said, the backlogs are strong. I haven't heard any manufacturer expressing concerns about that. I'm sure that there are there's anecdotal evidence on that, but I think the overall trend is that that people are keeping their deposits and remaining enthused about what these new airplanes are going to be able to help them do as an ongoing business entity. To say a couple of other things, if I could, that we've got some great speakers at the opening general session. I think people are going to be excited to hear from the president of the International Civil Aviation Organization, given the kind of inherently international nature of business aviation these days. We also have, in recognition that we have a presidential election, James Carville and Mary Matlin will be speaking. And then later in the week, we've got the vice chairman of the NTSB, Robert Sumwalt, is going to hold a safety town hall meeting. So in addition to seeing a lot of great airplanes, a lot of great aviation products and technologies, I think there are some very interesting speakers that we're going to have this year.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to seeing them.
All right, Paul. You take care.
Thanks very much. We've been speaking with Ed Bowen, president of the National Business Aviation Association. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the seventh consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.